As dusk fell that day, the animals began to gather. Close to the pond, Fox found a comfortable area of grass. There the animals lay down where they wished, and Badger, who was to be master of ceremonies, counted his friends as they took their places. Whistler had been looking forward to the event all day and had been striding up and down the pondside in an effort to disguise his impatience for things to begin. Mole, whose unnoticed attempt to eat a record number of worms had caused him to feel quite sick, had found it necessary to drink vast quantities of water during the day, and he now felt as bloated as a balloon. With every hesitant step, he could hear the pond water slurping inside his stomach, and he decided to fast rigidly for the next 24 hours. As for Toad, after his fright in the early morning, he had not ventured to swim again, but had contented himself with sitting in the mud in a cool spot, enjoying the rain and lazily flicking up mayflies and gnats that strayed too close to him.